Hello. Hello. And welcome to an episode of Thoughts Cast. I say an episode, it's the Secret Santa special for 2023. So it's not a normal episode, it's going to be short and sweet. I finally got my gift from my Secret Santa. And like any logical person, I decided to bring it with me to my job site, which right now consists of this small, tiny office inside of a very nice warehouse. Inside of a warehouse. And the only service I have here is Wi-Fi. So we're going to see if I can't upload this immediately afterwards. I apologize for the sounds. This room's a little echoey, and there is a heater going on right now. Here, let me stick the phone right up in the heater. The recorder I use on my phone has these bars where you can see all the levels, and they were all really maxed out while I put it up there. Okay, here's the deal. All right, I'm going to set you down. Oh, I hope that wasn't loud. All right, I got the box here. Oh, and the squeakiest chair. You hear how squeaky this chair is? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a squeaky chair. All right, we got a box from our Secret Santa Thoughts Cast listener. Passengers. It's addressed to me. It has my name. It has my address. It does say from Secret Santa, and then it has their address, which I'm going to pretend to ignore because I think I know everybody's addresses, but my Secret Santa has something that has an advantage that a lot of other people don't have, which is when it comes to reading anything online, I immediately become... I've forgotten the word. Illiterate. I forget everything I read. So while I know that this is from a Secret Santa and I know what state they're in, I, for the life of me, can't remember who lives where. So I'm gonna keep rolling through it. All right. It is in, I would argue, I don't have a tape measure, do I? No. I'd say the package is maybe like three and a half inches tall, about 5 to 6, maybe, you know what, this might be more than six, ballpark 6 inches wide, and then lengthwise, or depth, I know some people care about that, is probably like 10 inches-ish, and it's been taped up with clear tape. And it says I've been a very, 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 very good dog on the package. It does say bark. I should say that. It says bark. I think this is a bark box that's been repurposed from the looks of it into the Secret Santa gifts. It does say from your dog's not-so-secret admirers, which is weird because I don't have a dog, but this is my Secret Santa. And it does say Merry Christmas with a little star up that, and then... Below it, it as the start says, translated from dog, which has me worried. So we're gonna pop this one open. I'm gonna cut some tape. Let's see if I can get this thing open. Because I also, looking at this box, it's not that it's a difficult thing. I just can't tell how it's open. Oh, it's got a flap. Okay, hang on. We're gonna cut the top like this. We're gonna cut through the tape. Oh, can't somebody just cut through all this tape? Cut that. All right. Ooh, the box just crunched a little. Hang on. All right. Oh, the lid's been bent. All right, hang on. All right, here we go. Oh, there's stuff in this box, guys. Uh-oh. It says there's a letter on top. All right, I'm going to read the letter first. It says, to Evan from Secret Santa. And it is in a red envelope that has been glued together that popped open real quick. Oh, man. What is going on here? Hello, Evan. Merry Christmas. There's an envelope here. Aw. Hang on. All right. There's a little gift card to the PlayStation store, but it's got covered in trees. It says, I hope you enjoy your gifts. I had fun picking them out for you. I was hoping to find a longboard tech deck, but did not have any luck. The ornament was made by our local garden club and sold by my local library where I work. I chose the cars because I really like X-Men and Chewbacca, and I was actually looking for a Jeep, But these were too cool. I hope that you have an amazing Christmas. And may your new year bring you happiness and good fortune and delicious food, Secret Santa. And the card itself says, wishing you the brightest joys and happiest celebrations a season can bring, which is 10 amount. That is nothing compared to this lovely, lovely personalized gift here, or personalized handwriting, everything. It's so wonderful. I love this card. And there's a little PlayStation gift card. Now, I have just read out the card that tells me everything that's in the box, so maybe I should have opened the card last. There is a little ornament here, and it has a little red truck that has a Christmas wreath on it, and it looks like it was, like, hand-stitched. This is so cool. There has a license plate on the front that says Claus, so this must be Santa's truck, even though... Oh, wait, hang on. Sorry, one side, there's faux holly on it. So, you know, like, a little plastic, like, holly twigs or whatever that covered on one side. But the other side, I can see there's, like, a little yellow dog with a Santa hat. And there are gifts on the ground. It's a little red truck. And it's got a Christmas tree in the back of it. Oh, my gosh. That's actually really cute. I'm going to go hang that up as soon as I get home. What I should say is this box, which translated from dog. Whoa. Hang on. There's a bunch of stuff in here. There's a bunch of stuff in here. What's happening? Uh-oh. I just knocked over some bear mace. Sorry, not from the box. That was just here in this office that I'm in. Okay. There's four little packaged items here. Santa, you did a lot. All right. Okay, what do I do? Oh, so this morning when the package was delivered, this episode wasn't going to come out because, well... What happened was, I got in my truck, and I got it started, and I was letting it warm up. There was frost all over the windshield, so I was letting that melt. And it just so happened that UPS, or USPS, had a truck through my neighborhood delivering packages super early, which I've not seen that before living where I live. I guess maybe at this time of year they do, but it doesn't happen during the regular days. The guy's stopping, blocking my entire street. Get out, drop one box off, come back. And he'd go again. And so he parked in front of my house where I'm sitting in the truck warming it up. Gets out, runs the package up to my porch. And as he's coming down, I didn't even realize he went to my porch. I realized he's leaving my house. And I was like, oh, I must have a package. I couldn't remember if I ordered anything or not. And I look back and he's walking away. But he is, like, walking away from my truck, but his head's turned swivel back, staring at my truck. Like this guy better not get out of this truck. He better not go try to go get that package. Like he looked like he was looking for a fight. I don't know what was happening with that. That I swear, the mail carrier, I hope he's doing good and I hope he stays warm, looked like he was ready to fight me to protect my package, which is fantastic. I love that. I was just sitting there warming my truck up. So I don't know why I caught all that heat for nothing. But that dude's cool in my book. He made my list, and that list is the people not to mess with, because he genuinely wanted that smoke. He I swear to you guys, he was walking away from my house looking back at me like, do it, I swear, do it right now, do it. And he had some words. But so then after he drove off and I felt confident I could go be a porch pirate to my own porch that I pay money to live at because it's my house. I went and I picked up this package. I was like, whoa, what's a bark box? And then I saw the Merry Christmas. I was like, okay, threw it in the truck. It's coming to my job site. I'm going to record this today. So here we are. That's what we're doing. I'm going to open this first package. This first package is like long. Kind of feels almost like a Pez dispenser, but it's way too long to be a Pez dispenser. Pez dispensers are shorter. Unless this section is the Pez and this is something else. I don't know. It can kind of stand up on... I don't know. Let's see what it is. I don't know what this is. I'm trying to guess. It's shaped almost like a very tiny, like, grenade from Germany in World War II. It's got, like, the cylinder at the top and then a handle. All right, let's tear into this. Oh, I see Disney. I see Star Wars. Ah! It is a Pez dispenser. It's a little Grogu. And he's, like, wrapped up in... I think that's supposed to be his little outfit. And it's a little Mandalorian Pez dispenser. And it's says Joy to the Galaxy. Oh, it's a Christmas themed one. Oh, I love this. Oh my gosh. And it's best before 2028. So I got plenty of time to set this up and maybe eat it. That's sick. All right, hang on. Next package. This from the outside. Wait a minute. I was going to guess that this is like a Hot Wheels because he said the word cars. But now now I'm feeling it. Like, the package has, like, that Hot Wheels feel at the bottom. And then, like, there's something going on midway up, and then it's just package up there. So let's see. We'll tear into this one. It does appear to be... Whoa, 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 whoa. Hang on. This is, in fact, a Wolverine truck Hot Wheels Sand Blaster. That's sick. But there's also a Hot Wheels mystery model in here that you can't... You can kind of see there's like a little hole in the package, so you can kind of see what it is. It almost looks like a glow-in-the-dark like spider or something. That's... Hang on. Do I open the mystery model now? Right, but there's like... There's two other packages. This feels like this is a lot. Like, I may have been accidentally gifted too much. Well, no. Hot Wheels cars cost like, what, a buck or two? Okay, okay. We're going to open this first mystery package. Mystery model. Hot Wheels. And every Hot Wheels collector's like, no, don't do it. They're worth so much money. And then I do this. So there we go. What do we got? What do we got? Whoa, it's a spider? Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's like a sticker in here. It's a speed spider. And there was a sticker. It looks like a glow-in-the-dark Hot Wheels sticker, but it came undone from the packaging that, you know, like stickers get kept on. So I got to find a place for this sticker, like ASAP. I'm going to try to restick it. And I'll deal with that in a minute. It's a speed spider. And it's got, like, white wheels. And it looks kind of like a spider. Hang on. I'm going to get my... I got a flashlight here. I think this glows in the dark. It looks like it glows in the dark. I'm going to put a flashlight on it. And the heater stops. Fantastic. Flashlight off. Yeah, it glows in the dark. Oh, that's so cool. All right. That's our mystery thing. All right. There's two other packages here. One feels like a Hot Wheels package, but it's, like, got a... Like a, it's like the Hot Wheel car is like leaning inside of the package. So we're gonna see what that does in a second. There's another package that was wrapped the same way as this Wolverine truck, the Sand Blaster. So we're gonna try this one next and see what's going on here. Ooh, another Hot Wheels. Oh yeah, there's the Chewbacca. It's a Star Wars what? Just like off-road. Truck. It almost looks like a tow truck, but it's got Chewbacca's bolt caster on the back of it. Almost like I think that it leans, it like slides up. There's like a slot. Okay, here. It's a truck. Does it have a name? It's just called the Chewbacca. And it has, oh, there's a Darth Vader one that has like a lightsaber that sticks out the side. I'm looking at the back of the package. This is crazy. I didn't know Hot Wheels were so cool. I haven't had Hot Wheels in years as a kid. So it's like sitting in the truck bed right now, right? And it's like clearly like slotted into place. But at the end that would shoot the bolt caster, if you go to the end that would be like where you where the stock hits your shoulder, that's like in a slot that goes up the back and over to the top so that this bolt caster would flip from the tailgate up above and then leaning forward above the cab of this just frankly furry dune buggy truck thing. That's pretty cool. It's got the Star Wars Rebels logo underneath. That's cool. All right, I'll give it up. And this package came with another mystery models. This looks like it's like rally cars, maybe. Number three. Let's pop it. Oh, what is this? Oh, what is this? Hang on, we got another Hot Wheels sticker that is on place. This thing is called the Loop Coupe. The Loop Coupe. I remember Hot Wheels used to have like the name on the bottom of the cars. These don't. I'm looking at the sticker, and that tells me what I've got. As I've got this red Hot Wheels Off-Road Rescue, well, HW Off-Road Rescue, and there's like mud on it, but that's all actually like copper looking mud, which is like weird to see reflective mud, but that's cool. This does have some white stuff, but I don't think it's like reactive stuff. Like, I don't think that it's gonna glow in the dark. But you know what? I'm putting my flashlight on it. No, it does not glow in the dark. This is cool. It looks like a, kind of like the, what is it? The Honda, is it Honda that does like a CVR or something? That car that's like got three doors, the advertisement that I remember for it was just that there's like a guy in a suit gets out and then he goes around to the passenger side and he opens a door and this woman in a dress gets out and then he opens the other door and another woman in a dress gets out and it's just like, oh yeah, man. For the person that wants to have a threesome at the bar, here you go. That's probably not good Santa content. I'm sorry. It's a really cool little car. So the spider one, like, looks like a spider. I don't know how to describe it otherwise. There's like a cockpit in the center, and then there's like spider legs that stick out, and then an engine in the back. This thing looks like, I mean, just like a rally car. This thing's cool. All right, there's one last one. All right, I'm trying to go quick because I know everybody else's episode's like 5 minutes long, and I'm probably way beyond that. What am I at? Oh, please don't tell me it's like 10 minutes. Oh, fingerprint matches. We're at 15 minutes. What is this? Oh, wait, it is a tech deck. Ooh. What do we got? A coach. What does that say? I can't read it. It's a stereo board. Oh, I haven't kept up with any skateboards in a long time. It's a stereo. It says it's a comp. These are comp. Wait, you can get like rare ones? What are you talking about? Tech decks have changed since I was a kid. All right, hang on. It says stereo brand. It's got some stereo stickers. And it's got like a dude running, and it says Coach something. I can't. The truck is over the bottom part. Coach Mink or something? Coach Frank? Coach Frank, maybe? Well, hang on. All right, we got a tech deck. We gotta rip this baby open. Hang on. And it says Spin Master. I don't know if that's like the brand that owns Tech Deck now or not. Hang on. Hang on. All right, we got our tech deck. All right, I gotta take the stereo stickers off of here. I got a bunch of stickers with this. This is so cool. All right. I don't remember. It's been so long. Can I do an ollie? Nope. Hang on. If I scoop my thumb under it, I can do an ollie, but like, I never could do this like just the fingers. Ooh! Oh, hang on. All right, we're gonna do a trick off of the bark box. It's been years. Can I do a kickflip? Oh no! Almost. Ah! Hang on, I got this. Nope. Wait, can I do a pop shove it? Ooh! Almost. Ooh! We got that one. Let's do a heel flip. Nope. Oh, I bet this is a horrible audio for you. I did a tray flip, guys. At least it looked like it. It was like a heel flip, but it did flip. No, not a tray flip. What is that? It was like a heel flip, but it flipped 180 degrees around. Oh, that's so cool. I haven't played with tech decks in forever. This summer, I was helping dad do a yard sale, and this is so sick. I haven't played with Hot Wheels. I haven't done this in years. Okay, so these are all going to go up on display. These are fantastic. This year, we did a yard sale, and I sold all of my old tech deck ramps and boards and stuff. Just to help clear out mom and dad's house. Cause I had a closet up there my old bedroom where a lot of my old toys and stuff were stored. And dad, he was like, you don't have to sell them if you don't want to. I was like, nah, it's time. I gotta do this. And I regretted it. I was like, oh man, now I kind of miss all of my old tech deck stuff. And to get this is sick. I'm going to be so annoying with this. You have no idea. Thank you. Who's my secret Santa? I got to make a guess, right? I think, so in the audio-only Let's Play Discord, where we do the Secret Santa stuff every year, I saw, oh my gosh, I can't remember off the top of my head, and I'm not going to look it up because that's going to be bad audio. I think it was either Ben or Brett from Skeleton House. So Ben from Dragoon Effect or else Brett from Skeleton House. Somebody made a joke that we should all guess that it's... Josh from Mushroom Comics, I think is the podcast name. And so, you know what? Now here I am. I am going to look it up because I want to be sure. I'm going to make that guess. I'm not going to look at the address that anybody sent me, but I'm going to look at the name that he sent me. Hang on. All right. We're covering the address so I can't see it. Mushroom Comics audio only Let's Plays. Mushroom Comics is Mushroom Comics with an X. Comics, but I'm covering. I cannot see the address. I'm making sure, but I do see. Nope. I'm out of here. I'm gonna guess that it's Josh, just so I can try to retain any kind of feasible doubt. I think it's Josh. I think he is really into X-Men as well, and so that would explain the Wolverine and the
as the truck and the Chewbacca as well, because I think we both like Star Wars. I do remember I was talking to Ben from Dragoon Effect about the Cosmics, not comics, Cosmics that's opening up in Illinois. And we were talking about who lived between us that could possibly reach there. And I think he mentioned that somebody lived in Colorado. And that was too. I think that's Josh. I think. So I'm going to, with my powers of deduction, not with reading stuff because I organize this, I'm going to stick with Josh. And also because that means that all of us would be guessing Josh, and at least one of us would be right. So Josh, thank you. Unless it was somebody else. But I don't think so. I am trying to understand the translated from Dog Merry Christmas. I think it's because it's the bark box itself. And I think that was really funny because I was sitting here going like, we didn't have any dogs participating in the gift exchange, did we? That was my first guess. Okay, so that's my guess. You have no idea how much my daughter loves Grogu and is discovering that she can eat candy. So I'm pretty sure this Pez dispenser is going to become part of her toy rotation. You have no idea. My dad is a huge Hot Wheels fan and is gonna look at these like the mystery packs, and he's gonna be like, "You shouldn't open those. What are you doing? You don't open those. You shouldn't open them." And I'm gonna be sitting here like, "It's a spider car." Now, because I have Hot Wheels again, this means I have to go buy Hot Wheels track and set up elaborate Hot Wheels tracks in my office, right? Or not. Hey, thank you. Genuinely, thank you very much. These are all sick. I love this ornament. It's really cool to find handmade stuff that's like from your like local area. And I really genuinely appreciate that. That is going up in the tree. And plus the cats can't destroy this one. So it's shatterproof. That is fantastic. The Hot Wheels stickers. I might stick one on my truck. No, I shouldn't, because work will get mad. But I might stick it like on something. I'll find a place for these, and I'll send an update photo of where I put the stickers. Because I've got these Tech Deck stickers, and then I've got this the Hot Wheels stickers. So we're going to find places for those. And all right, I've already gone to 20 minutes. We're done. Thank you so much. If you're a podcaster, you can also participate in our yearly gift exchange, which is always a blast. And you know what? Next time, y'all, what do I always say getting out of here? I don't know. I always go on tangents and I get distracted, and I'm about to do it too, because just real quick, yeah, my 2021, when we did this, I did get a digital gift from Bill, and I have recently gone through and discovered that I did not upload the audio of me getting that gift. And I think I have that audio. So I'm going to try to sort out what's what and see if I can upload a really, really late 2021 episode. So until then, I love you all. Everybody drive safe. And y'all, watch for deer.